Let me introduce our next guest, who's going to talk about some of recent legislation that was passed in the state legislature related to the Legacy Fund and being more purposeful about finding projects in North Dakota that would fit the model. Why wouldn't we invest in North Dakota? There's lower risk here probably than anything. And Greg Devine is the CEO of Emerging Prairie, and they have a little project tomorrow that they're going to be talking about, a project they're working on that's a grand farm, so I want to ask them about that too. Pull that mic nice and close to you, sir, and say hello to our audience. Greg Devine, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Scott. Always a pleasure to be with you and your listeners across the region.
I want to talk a little bit about the Legacy Fund investments in North Dakota and the legislative change. What does it mean? What should folks know about that change?
My understanding of House Bill 1425 is that it allows the State Investment Board of North Dakota to take a percentage of the principal of the Legacy Fund and hire a fund manager, which they've done, to invest in opportunities in North Dakota. So when you think about a portfolio of investments, there's different types of investments in this. This is really about utilizing 3% of the principal of the Legacy Fund to be in equity, at-risk, higher-risk investment opportunities that will focus on opportunities that are in the state of North Dakota.
Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Because there's a lot of money in that fund, and a lot of it is invested all over the globe at the direction, I guess, of the State Investment Board, right? Now it just says, let's add some tenants here that say, let's invest in North Dakota projects with criteria, with guidance from the State Investment Board, which is led by Brent Sanford, our lieutenant governor, and other elected officials, making those decisions. Just seems to make perfect sense. Glad we did it.
Yeah, I know when it was introduced to me through Insurance Commissioner John Gottfried a little over a year ago, I was really excited. At our team at Emerging Prairie, one of the things that we hear from entrepreneurs and is statistically sound is that we're one of the most capital-starved states in the United States. In 2019, there was a study of the top venture funds in each state. And North Dakota was one of two states that got not available. So when organizations are looking to scale with venture capital, and this is higher risk capital formation, this is types of funds that banks aren't interested in, a lot of individual investors aren't interested in.
Let me just inject here. A guy by the name of Mark Zuckerberg had an idea when he was in college to say, I think if we have faces out there so you can see who else is in college and then do this, it was an idea a bank would have laughed him out of the place with.
Yeah.
Right? And so he needed, that venture capital that sort of let's take a risk on this and then it pays off huge. I mean, it's a right. I mean, that's the kind of things you're talking about.
These are high risk. Generally, they're technology that have strong abilities to scale, solve big problems, but there's a level of risk that investor is aware of.
So, when you say we're capital starved, we don't have people looking for deals in North Dakota who want to invest in things like that. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, we don't have this type of organized capital. There's not a venture capital firm currently in the state of North Dakota. And I think there's wisdom in what the State Investment Board and the legislature have done. So they've said, we have this legacy fund, this tremendous amount of resources that was generated through innovation and technology in the Bakken. And they've said, hey, let's be wise. Let's not just invest our money across the state, a country, across the nation, but let's take our at-risk portion, 3%, and put it into opportunities to scale organizations. And when I think about investing opportunities that we've missed in North Dakota, I sure would have loved to have been an investor in Aldevron. I think the people that took a risk on Michael Chambers and John Ballantyne's organization, they've done well both on an impact as their involvement in the COVID vaccine, and from a financial point of view. Dots Pretzels. God, I would have loved to have been, around the dinner table in Belleville, North Dakota and got a chance to be part of that. This is an opportunity for growth-oriented companies to partner with a prudent investor, a firm that's going to do research, they're going to do backgrounds, they're going to find out, is there a market, is this entity got a chance to make a difference, and they're going to partner with them from a financial point of view, and these organizations potentially can scale and make a big impact, both from a return on investment and hopefully from an opportunity for our state to continue to grow and thrive.
You know, what most excites me about this is the innovation that is already here. It's in our DNA. Look at the ag innovation start here. It's part of the ad farm thing we're going to talk about in a moment, right? I mean, much of the ag revolutionary change that allows us to get these ridiculous yields that, the settlers here could have never envisioned that you can have this kind of equipment and this kind of GPS precision agriculture and get the yields we get out and say, well, that needs a little more fertilizer, that doesn't, to be smart with inputs, whatever. It came from here, right? I mean, the wheelbarrow was replaced in Rossay, Minnesota, and eventually sold to some folks in Gwinner, North Dakota, and becomes Bobcat. My gosh, this is in our DNA. So you already got the smart people here. You already got real good innovation, great character. They're just not able to access the things that people who think of these ideas elsewhere do, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we are from a region of people that are problem solvers.
Big time. Good way to say it. More with Greg Tavine, CEO of Emerging Prairie. We'll talk about that more. If you have questions or comments, it's welcome. 800-228-0550 or text me. More after this. Back with Greg Tavine, CEO of Emerging Prairie, talking about, I believe, the signature issue that will come out of the legislative session this year, and that is a more purposeful use of the legacy fund earnings for North Dakota innovation, of which there is a lot. And Greg has, I think, explained this well. Paint a picture. If I hand you a blank canvas and you got your brushes there, what do you see this ultimately leading to? What is the big win for North Dakota taxpayers that have given this bounty to the legacy fund?
Well, I think history is important, and if you go back to the formation of the Legacy Fund, there was innovation and technology that led to capital formation in the oil and gas industry. And elected officials, community members came together and said, let's aggregate these funds and put them together and let's put them to work. And here we are now being able to utilize the principle of the Legacy Fund to be invested, just like the rest of the fund is being invested. This money isn't sitting in a bank account getting a low percentage interest. It's being invested prudently. And now this fund, $250 million, is available. So there's a firm that's been hired out of Chicago, 50 South Capital. They've got the 1889 Growth Fund. And what they're going to be doing is they're going to be looking for entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs that have a meaningful presence in the state of North Dakota. They're here every day with their teams, or they've got staff and an office here. And they're going to be looking for problem solvers, people that have businesses that want to grow. These aren't organizations that are going to be serving their neighbors. These are organizations that serve national and global audiences. And it excites me. It's going to bring attention here. It's going to bring energy. Innovation breeds innovation. I believe entrepreneurship is regenerative because somebody's going to get funded and have a great outcome. There's going to be a wealth creation event. People that were part of that are going to say, I want to do that too. And I think it's going to stimulate activity. It's going to change our ability to recruit talent here. It's going to change our ability to tell a new story for North Dakota or build on the stories of the past. And I believe what it'll do is it'll get young people to say, wow, if I want to start that thing, there's people here that have done it before. There's capital formed. I think it's important to look at use cases in the relative recent environment. Look at Jake and Ryan from Now Bushel. These were college kids that were running around as mobile apps were coming online. They were building software. Jake hired his brother who was in high school in Rolla, North Dakota, and they're building apps for people. Then they go to the Research and Tech Park. Now they got 200-plus employees downtown Fargo. They just raised $47 million to grow this platform across the country and into other parts of the world.
And something very basic in saying, let's do something with the elevator that revolutionizes you bringing your products to the elevator, right?
Let's digitize agriculture. Yep. But the unique story is Jake and Ryan found some funding here, but a tremendous amount of their money had to come from outside the region. There wasn't organized capital for folks that wanted to do what they thought was possible.
And again, what they thought possible, is working, and the big winner were people from somewhere else because they believed in them. Why not have that be the big winner in North Dakota and taxpayers?
Absolutely. One of their first investors right now on the cap table has an 18x multiplier on his original investment. I'll take that. That would change my family's life. And it's so fun to think that North Dakota, the citizens of North Dakota, are going to have a regenerative income stream when these entrepreneurs are funded and if they have a great outcome. And some won't, but some will. And it's going to come back to the state. And it's going to be an evergreen fund. And those funds are going to be reinvested into entrepreneurial opportunities. And I'm optimistic. I'm hopeful. And there's cynics out there. There's going to be people that are concerned. But I think what it's important for everybody to know, I went through the entire testifying process, watched the House, watched the Senate. The House is a little more interesting. I'd encourage folks to watch House sessions. They're a little more lively. But the key word was prudent. prudent investing. This is not giveaway money. I don't think the citizens of North Dakota should be worried that $250 million is going to be given away to people with an idea.
No, and there were, you know, people see a fund like that and they say, hey, what is my piece of that? What can I do? If we put this in, we can do that, right? But the hard stop on all of that is the State Investment Board. And Brent Sanford, you know, former Ide Bailey consultant and CPA and, you know, CFO for a major trucking company, moved back to North Dakota, small town mayor, is now our lieutenant governor. He chairs that. So that is the all of the investment board members have a role in that. It's very important. Yeah. And as you say, they go out and hire people who vet these deals all the time.
Yeah, and it's exciting that 50 South was selected. 50 South has done this in Indiana. They've done this in Illinois. They have a track record. And I just get so encouraged to think this is a new tool in our toolkit. It's not for everyone. But if there are folks out there saying, what's my piece of it? Well, fantastic. Think of an idea. Think of a company you want to build. Get going on it. Solve a problem. Get customers. Build a team. That's what 50 South is going to be looking for. They're going to be looking for great teams that have customers, that have a path to success. That's great. Everyone should be thinking about how they can participate.
I often think about the ag innovation that's happened here that we touched on earlier, and then connect that to, you know, a lot of the things that you do in problem solving in innovation can transfer to other industries. So we have this robust oil and gas industry. A lot of people that are in manufacturing here that can come up with great ideas for agriculture could transform that to oil and gas. And all of a sudden, you're doing that all across the world. You know? So that's just one idea, but there's so many.
I went out to Ron Ness's conference, the Western Basin Conference. Wow. You see a group of folks in a big industry, and there's a tremendous amount of opinions on that industry. But the reality is there's a tremendous amount of smart people trying to solve problems more effectively, more efficiently, safer. There's a lot of parallels. It's transportation. It's marketing. There's a wide variety of things that are happening. And then you throw the governor's challenge with making the state carbon neutral. And regardless how you feel about that, it's going to lead to activity, and markets are changing, and there's entrepreneurs out there waking up every morning thinking about how are we going to solve this problem.
And dream, folks, just dream and know that we are no longer capital starved. There are people willing to fund good ideas and problem solving, and there's a lot of problem solvers in the sound of my audience, within the sound of my voice, rather. 20 seconds, tell me what you're doing at Ad Farm tomorrow.
So Grand Farm tomorrow is a fun event.
I said Ad Farm. I keep saying Ad Farm. It's Grand Farm. Roger Ryerson appreciates the plug, but it's Grand Farm.
And Ad Farm's a great partner of Grand Farm, so we appreciate them as well. Tomorrow at the Grand Farm, there's going to be an opportunity where Nick Flom and the Northern Plains Test Site, the state has invested in their innovation and their technology. So they're going to be having a public event, I think at 11:30 tomorrow morning out at the Grand Farm, where they're going to be sharing what's going to happen. What did the state of North Dakota invest in the Northern Plains Test Site to support innovation in unmanned systems as it relates to agriculture? So Lieutenant Governor will be there. A bunch of policymakers will be there. It's going to be south of Fargo near Horace out at the Grand Farm.
All right. Look for the signs. I'm going to be out there and encourage you to be as well. Greg Tavine, CEO of Emerging Prairie. Thank you.